At its peak, the Occupy Charlotte camp grew to over 40 tents and dozens of people voicing their dissatisfaction with corporate greed and the influence of money on government. By early yesterday morning, there were about 20 tents still standing, but most were completely empty.
Yeah, other than a little bit of trash and, oh, a quarter. Very nice. Other than that, I mean, there's nothing in here. I'm not living or occupying this tent anymore.
Craig Glisson had been sleeping in a small blue and yellow tent at Old City Hall since January 1st, when he made a New Year's resolution to join the Occupy movement. The protesters made a point of emptying their tents because they believe there's a loophole in the new city ordinance that defines camping as sleeping, storing personal belongings, or erecting tents for living accommodation purposes.
Why keep the tents, though, if you're not going to actually use them for anything?
The tent is symbolic of our Occupy Charlotte movement. As an individual, I will say that it represents that we're going to stay here until our voices can be heard.
Charlotte Mecklenburg police had other ideas. Captain Jeff Estes arrived at 10:30 yesterday morning to issue a warning.
This is not whether or not you believe you're in compliance or not. The point of it is that all temporary shelters other than the one that's this for information purposes has been deemed in violation. Therefore, they must be removed by 2:30 p.m.
Over the next few hours, the Occupy Charlotte site took on a festive atmosphere. People dancing, playing hacky sack, waving posters, and flashing the peace sign to passersby. At 2:30 p.m., a crowd of onlookers and media had gathered, and a news helicopter circled overhead. By now, protesters had set up a few additional tents to make their point. Captain Estes arrived at 2:35 p.m. to give one last warning.
We ask to remove property immediately. The officers who will be here very shortly, we ask that you not interfere with any activities that they do. If so, you'd be subject to arrest.
Right, police have just come across the street in a long line to begin removing the tents from Old City Hall. A few of them are carrying video cameras. Several of them have surgical masks in their hands. None of them have weapons in hand or anything like that. They're folding up the tents one by one. The occupiers have begun to chant to them.
We'll multiply. Occupy will never die.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Our tents are in compliance.
Our tents are in compliance.
We are not sleeping in the tents.
We are not sleeping in the tents.
Periodically, a protester uses the Occupy movement's human microphone technique to make a speech as police move from tent to tent. I count six people who refuse to come out of their tents and are carried away in handcuffs. CMPD Chief Rodney Monroe stands on the steps of police headquarters across the street watching the eviction unfold. In just over an hour, his officers dismantle the Occupy Charlotte camp, including Craig Glisson's blue and yellow tent.
This is sickening, and right now it's a sad thing where you can't even protest in the city that you grew up in.
CMPD did let the protesters keep one small awning on the grounds of Old City Hall. The new ordinance allows for temporary shelters to be used in distributing information. Occupy Charlotte protesters say they'll maintain a 24/7 presence at their information booth, which is fine with CMPD, so long as they don't sleep or set up tents. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.